Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, you're not driving today. You're sitting in the car relaxing.
Yeah, pulled into Dollar General. How about that?
That's awesome. So, how's it? And we got good reception here, John. We don't have to worry about driving through a mountain.
No, yeah, the mountains of Florida, so we can avoid them this week.
Yeah, you got the Blue Ridge Mountains, you got Mount Everest, and you have the Florida Mountain Range.
And the Claremont Hills.
Yes. So how you feeling, buddy? How you doing?
Good. Disney's going along great. You got 2 weeks until apparently I'm going to meet a bunch of goofballs down in Walt Disney World, so I'm looking forward to it.
We cannot wait, Johnny. I'm getting me and my wife took a trial run to the airport yesterday, and I'm glad we did because – I know it was probably overkill or whatever, but there was a lot that we always park in up there. And I didn't know it was closed until yesterday, but I said, me and Brenda decided, because she's as crazy as I am with this stuff, let's take a dry run to make sure nothing has changed. And thank God we did, because since the last time we flew, the parking lot that we normally park in is closed because they don't want people riding on the little jitney buses, if you understand what I'm saying, John. They're closed down. They don't have that transportation right now. So a whole big, huge economy parking lot shut down. You can only park in the garages now.
Yep. So it's a good thing you found it out. So now you're researched and ready to go.
Yeah, I had no idea how to get to the garage that I needed to get to. And we had to go around the loop like 3 times. Here, to park in the garage is, instead of arrivals, you got to go in the departure part of the park. There's all different lanes. You know how confusing airports can be, John. Yeah, it was in a lane that I totally would – it was the last guess I took of where we had to go to park.
No, there you go.
So, but, you know, you don't want to be dealing with that if you're trying to get on the day you're flying out. You know, it only adds drama to the day. You agree?
On the day you're flying out, you'll run back in the house, you forgot something, and then 10 minutes later you'll remember to do something else, and then, God forbid, you get a flat tire on the way there, and you have to change that. Then all of a sudden you're, 20 minutes behind, and then you're looking to – and not knowing where you're going to have to park. That's just more stress than you need.
Yeah, we want to try to make this flight out as nice as possible. You know, we wanted to chill is what we're – I mean, we have a 2:45 flight – the airport on the dry run yesterday took us round trip to and from an hour, and we were roaming around looking for stuff. So an hour and 10 minutes. So, but we're going to leave the house for a 2:45 flight around 10 o'clock. So I think we'll have,
last time I flew, I think I got to the airport like 3.5 hours early. So I'm like, I'm ready.
Yep.
I'm through all the security checkpoints. I'm down here and there's a bar. Okay. You know where to find me.
Yep. I mean, that's the idea. Like, when we decided to go a day early, it wasn't a day early to go crazy, if you understand. The day early was so we could get down there in a total chill, relaxed atmosphere, so when Monday comes, we can let the games begin. We're not all beat from a flight, if that makes sense to you, John.
There you go. You're ready.
Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to have a nice lunch at the airport and relax and hopefully have a nice flight, and then come down and see my buddy Johnny in the nice warm weather. It was freezing here last night.
Nah, it's just rainy and gloomy here today, but it's certainly not freezing. So yeah, let's see. So Sunday you guys get in, we get in, pull into Old Key West, and we're gonna eat at we got reservations for Edison Tuesday night. Yeah. Haven't tried that, but we
Sunday night.
I mean Sunday night.
I was gonna say you're eating with us Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, Sunday night, and then Monday is going to be our all day because we can only get to parks twice. So Monday is going to be our all day Disney Springs wander around, meander around day, and we're going to do lunch at Wine Bar George. And then
That'll be nice.
Tuesday we got dinner with you guys. Wednesday we're going to the Epcot all day with everybody. So that's gonna be a hoot and holler right there, huh? So, and then Thursday's Magic Kingdom. So,
I think that's going to be an Uber day for us.
I think I'll be taking my infamous old Key West bus. So,
Yeah, I think I'll be Ubering to and from there that day a couple times.
I don't think that's probably not a bad idea at all. So.
No, I'll get dropped off at the, I might maybe that morning I might have a breakfast over at one of the restaurants over at the boardwalk area if I can. But then in the afternoon we come back and we're gonna be grubbing and pubbing is what I'm gonna call it around the
There you
world.
go.
We'll call it grubbing and pubbing, John, around World Showcase. I plan on drinking a little bit of this and eating a little bit of that all late afternoon and all evening. Sound like a plan?
That is definitely the plan. And we'll be hitting. There's a lot of stuff on the Flower and Garden Festival menus that look good, and I think that's our goal for the day is to just probably try as many of those as we can possibly shove down our gullets. So.
So I say this week, John, if you're available on one of your drives in, we try to bring up that menu again and we try to pick out a few things that we plan on trying. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good.
We could grab a couple and then maybe each pick one that we want the other one to have to try. Whoo, how's that sound?
Oh no. I'm not buying a crabless crab cake. So that just is not happening. So.
Okay, we'll see. We'll figure something out, John. Hey, come on.
I ain't
I
doing
wouldn't make you try a crabless crab cake. See, I'm not that weenie, John. What I would try to make you have is something that I think would be really good that you might not like. That's more fun. Broaden your horizons, not giving you
Oh,
junk
okay.
food. I don't buy bad food, John.
Okay.
Speaking of not buying bad food, have you been following Robbie Bottoms' home vacation this week on Twitter and Instagram?
Or he just eats all kinds of fantastic foods.
The royals are jealous of what he eats, dude. I mean, I've seen royalty online complaining that they don't eat as good. I mean, Oprah was saying, "Who's this guy eating this food?"
He definitely treats himself well, but well deserved, so.
He is rootin' tootin' highfalutin. That's all I'm gonna say, dude. But he has some the menu, the food that he has had this week so far has absolutely looked amazing. He was at a couple of wineries. I'm sure he drank them dry. What do you think?
Sounds about right. He likes his wine too, so good for him.
He had a
Enjoying
hell of
himself.
a week. And I don't know, John. It was so, last night my heater like it I don't like it was one of those nights where the heater just didn't come on because you turned it down a little bit and it was the la I'm hoping it's the last little spark of winter because I'm ready for warm weather and summer, John. I cannot stand the cold no more. And I swear, my wife, if they had like a wrestling match, like you had Hulk Hogan, Superfly, all these, what's the greatest ones now? The Rock, all them. If they had a cover match where you had to pull in the blankets, she'd be undefeated champion.
There's no doubt. I get home, working some of these late nights. I get home at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I try to get in bed and get some covers. And Lisa has them all bundled up on her side, and I'm like, "Look, I just need, God, I'm freezing over here."
Oh,
So
absolutely.
I feel your pain, buddy.
Yep, Brenda does this. Kiss me on the forehead, tuck, and then roll. And
Roll. Yep.
when she spins with that roll,
What?
it's like the
That takes
jaws
it
of
off.
life grab the covers and just rip them. And I could literally brace myself against the wall and pull back, and I could not get a single cover from her. So she is the cover queen of the world. That's all I'm saying, John.
It's funny. The other weird thing, well, not weird, just amazing thing about my wife is she does that with the blankets too. But then my wife is she's a curvy, wonderful woman, and but she's soft and cuddly, and I love her. But she has the sharpest elbows in the entire world, and when she turns over, she'll hit my arm with her elbow, and it feels like a pickaxe just erupted into my arm. I'm like, "Dang, woman!"
Oh, well, Brenda's has a. I think she went to the same samurai training for elbows because she has the same ones. So
Oh,
they'll take you out. I tell her, "Don't not raise your elbows to me."
no.
If
It's like,
she gave you the off the top rope with that elbow, it could cause
yeah,
some
you're down.
serious damage. No, that's funny, John. Maybe they're tag team partners of the cover world, the blanket world.
The cover queens.
Yes. And I know you don't like baseball, John, but I got a little sports rant, and this is what we haven't had the sports section. You have a little bit of time this morning, so this is what is this? Presented to you by Carmen and Brian, The Adventures of Carmen and Brian. I'll tell you what, they're living the life too, roaming around Myrtle Beach right now, John.
Yeah, everybody's having fun. In 2 weeks, we're going to be having fun, Doug. So.
Yeah, we deserve it, John. We deserve it, buddy. But I love baseball, John. I grew up playing baseball. Baseball was the sport that I was the most naturally gifted at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I loved it. I went to every practice, but I had to work the least to become the best at baseball compared to the other sports. You understand what I'm saying? It just came natural to me. But baseball is the you have to have no how can I put this? No stamina to play baseball, John. Yeah, it ain't like it's a hard working job. Would you disagree with me on that? Compared to
No,
all the other sports?
out of the other sports, it's the one where you would have to worry about your exact fitness the least, you know? I would think anyway, and especially with endurance. Them guys, I mean, you won't want to bring it up, but soccer players, they and basketball players too, run the court and run the field the entire game. Hockey players, up and down, up and down, up and down. Baseball, you basically stand there and wait for somebody to hit a ball to you.
Yeah.
So
And
unless you're the
football.
pitcher. The pitcher obviously has to have an incredible amount of endurance. So.
And I'll go to the other. Well, but no, not really. The only one that I think has to have endurance is the catcher.
Yeah, your knees, God
Yeah.
almighty, squatting like that for 9 innings would kill you.
Plus, nobody talks about, okay, the pitcher has thrown 75 times today. Well, so is the catcher.
He's catching, yeah, he's throwing it back and he's
Yeah,
catching it too, so.
exactly. And he's
Then
squatting
fastballs
there,
too,
and
so.
he plays every day. Where the pitcher, oh, you pitch every 72 days. You pitch once
True,
a week,
true.
and now you got a pitch count. Back in the day, you'd have guys pitching double headers, and now you, oh, Joey can't pitch over 90 pitches. It's it. His arm will fall off.
Yeah, I noticed that when I watched the series in the playoffs last year. Boy, they pull them after 3 or 4 innings now. It seems like, and especially if they've only got 2 hits or 2 runs and 3 or 4 hits, and they're pulling them already in the fourth inning. I was,
No,
okay,
it's
so.
ridiculous. The baseball has become the sport of I don't know, sissies, in my opinion. A doubleheader, John, it's 7 innings now. That's the point that I'm pissed about.
Really?
Yeah, the guys, it's too much for them to play 9 innings, John, 2 consecutive games. We're gonna cut it to 7 innings, John. It is horrible. You don't work, dude. I used to work 12-hour days and go play baseball every night, and it didn't affect me at all. And then they have to have a day off. Like, he's played 4 straight games out in right field. He needs a day off to relax. And the same thing with basketball players, John. The Brooklyn Nets are the biggest team of wusses. They're playing us for the division, the beat in the lead of the Eastern Conference, if you understand what I'm saying. And they sit 2 of their 3 players just for load management. Is that it? Like, what has become of our sports, John?
No, they're tired.
I mean, dude, I used to play basketball 7 days a week after working all day. I mean, I don't, in my 20s, John, I could play basketball for 15 straight hours. I mean, most of these guys, if they weren't playing basketball, they'd be playing basketball. Am I wrong?
Yeah, that's what they'd be doing in their spare time.
I want to go
So.
to my boss. I need load management, boss. I need a day off. I'm making, we're making peanuts. These guys are making $30 million a year and they need a day off, John. Is it? It aggravates the heck out of me. And baseball with this 7 innings, I don't understand how you need to play 7 innings. These are guys that sit on the bench spitting out sunflowers for 9 innings. If you literally time the amount of time a baseball player moves, he'd probably work, what, 10 minutes an entire game?
Yeah, running down fly balls occasionally, that's about it, right?
Yeah, then you go sit on the bench for 10 minutes. You get up. I mean, if you're playing in the field, one ball gets hit to you, throw it over, then you're standing in one spot for the next hour. I mean, right fielders, if a team don't have any lefties, a right fielder could go a whole game without getting a hit to him. And then if the pitcher's pitching really good, pitching a no-hitter, what the guys in the field, they might as well have the day off.
They're just out there staring at the stars.
It's just 7 innings, John, for a baseball game. That's what babies play. That's what kids play in high school. You know, I mean, and when you're not in high school, when you're in T-ball and Little League, you play seven. Even when I got the Little League when I was like 9, 10 years old, we played 9-inning games. I don't understand this 7-inning and pitch counts and this count and just play baseball. And then did you see the other day on that was the icing on the cake. This kid slides home and barely touches the other catcher. They're like 15 years old. And he's trying to get to the plate and he pushes the catcher over, barely touches him. This kid gets tossed out of the game like he's a criminal and he should be put on death row, John, for trying to get and tag home plate. He was too rough. And the thing that cracked me up, the umpire ejected him like he was Ted Bundy. I mean, if you'd have seen this umpire, you would have thought he was getting rid of, he was yelling at King Kong or something. They're ruining our sports, John.
I'm telling you, God.
The wussification of the world, John, is what it's coming to. It's so sad. I mean, I need load management, John. Do you ever get load management at work, John?
All the time, Doug, all the time.
Yeah. John, you've driven the bus so well this week. We're gonna give you the next 4 days off, buddy. You need it, and we're gonna pay you. Now,
Sounds
and
great.
you know who I really feel bad for, like. This year it isn't as bad, but like the other night, the Sixers had 8,000 people in the stadium, and they pay good money for those seats. If you follow me, John, and you're paying this money to think Kevin Durant and James the scumbag Harden's going to play the game because that's what he is, a scumbag. They're going to play that game, and they don't show up to play. Now, do you think the fans should get money back if the Stars ain't playing? Would you want to go to Disney World if every one of the great rides are shut down? You don't get me.
No,
you
no, no.
know, it's just, I think it's a joke. I mean, then you understand now why Allen Iverson argued. Practice. We're talking practice. Where this man, to get him to miss a game, John, they literally have to. Billy King tells a story where they had to steal his jersey. They wouldn't allow them to bring the jersey to the game. He'd like have a leg almost falling off, and the guy would still want to play. Never missed a game, and that's why he was going off. He's like, all these other guys miss games for like, and you're yelling at me because I missed a practice.
Yep.
But anyway, I think it's a travesty that they're making baseball games where these guys barely work a 7-inning game. It's ridiculous. So I'm sorry. That was my rant today, and then I went off on somebody putting their card up on up on top of the curb instead of putting it away, John. Did you see my picture on Twitter?
Yeah, it was literally a stand of carts right next to it.
Yeah, I asked the guy, really? I go, really? And then the rest of the discussion, you can only imagine.
Yes. Probably delved into profanity shortly after.
No, cheerio, chap. Why did you put your cart away?
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir. I do declare you are a butthead. But anyway, is that a joke or what, John?
Yeah, laziness.
And so
that's not only laziness; that's actual just oblivious. You know, he's totally oblivious that it'd be easier for him to just put the cart where it belongs as opposed to hopping it up on the curb. So.
And the thing was, that was what I brought to attention. You took more energy to put that up there because I'm watching him bunch it and bang it, and I'm like, are you kidding me? But anyway, he got in the car and drove away and left it up there, and I had to put it away.
Nope.
So he won, apparently. But now, John, I got this Fab Five postcard. Did you send that to me?
I don't know who would have sent that to you. Go figure, huh?
Did you send that to me, buddy? Brenda spotted. She goes, that's John's writing, but you didn't say it was from you.
No, it's from the Fab Five. It's not from me.
That was very nice of you, John. It's up. It's actually up on the fridge right now. It's
there. You go.
It's See. Hanging on the whirlpool, John.
Yeah, I sent one to, or the Fab Five sent one to you, to Judith and Tommy, and to my nephew Nicholas.
That was very sweet of you, John.
I do what I can.
Yeah, every once in a while we can understand why some people do consider you the nice guy of the show.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, and I'm the evil doer, but it's okay.
You're the 7-inning stretch is what you are, Doug.
Yeah, believe me. Well, that would be a way. Now it should be the 3rd-inning stretch.
Yeah, I guess so, the 4th,
yeah.
Maybe. So.
I would have been yelling something from the stands, let me tell you, John. That's wrong. 7 innings. I mean, what? I don't even understand how the player association even allowed that. Like, you feel like you didn't play. You know, even when I
Like little
played,
league games.
yeah, even when I played softball, 7 innings used to bother me then, and that was the rule. It just like 9 innings is a baseball game. But anywho, any bus stories this week, John?
I got my good bus driver joke of the week for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. How hot is it inside a Tauntaun?
How hot is it inside of a tauntaun?
Yeah.
I don't know, John. How hot is it?
About lukewarm.
You're nuts, dude. You're nuts. You're absolute.
Right. Let's see. I'm trying to think if anything happened. Not too much. I know there's a lot of rumors and speculations. Obviously, I was looking through the news stories and stuff. The crowd capacity is jumping up for the summer. They're allowing Mark Park days for, I guess, annual pass holders and stuff like that. There's more days to reserve. So hoping soon that it opens up a little better for the cast members as they length or widen the amount of people getting into the park. So well us, but I know right now it's jam-packed, man. Especially Coronado Springs is absolutely stuffed full of people, so they have to be getting close to allowing Port Orleans Riverside to open up soon, because we're having a serious issue of picking everybody up at Coronado Springs. Again, folks, if you happen to be staying there, do yourself a favor and ask for room near bus stop number two. Bus stop number two, because the way we pick up is 2, 3, 4, and 1. So if you are in the tower or at bus stop 4, you may be out of luck. So it's going to be behoove you to ask for a room closer to bus stop 2. That's our first pickup.
Isn't it
So.
amazing though, like how like on a lot of these higher end resorts, the people paying the most money get screwed sometimes?
I don't know what it is about Coronado, yeah, because that's not the cheapest one.
No.
And it's but you know then again it's not obviously we don't have any problem with the Polynesian Contemporary Grand Floridian those, but
No.
yeah, you're middle range, man. It's and I don't know what why it is. It has to have something to do with the amount of people flying in, because obviously then you're using Disney transportation as opposed to having your own car or rental car, and so that must be right in that demographic where everybody at Coronado or 90 or 80 70 80% of them fly in and don't have their own vehicle. So
Well, the other thing is too, John, like I said, for years at the Grand Floridian, it's the last stop on the monorail, and you couldn't walk over. At least now they finally said, okay, let's give these people paying $8 trillion a walkway at least over to the Magic Kingdom.
yeah, now you can walk away, you can walk it, you can take the monorail, and you still have
The
your
boats.
boats. So yeah, you got quite a few options now. So
But yeah, it used to crack me up. We get to the Grand Floridian after we ate breakfast at the Wave and ride the monorail around, and you get to the Grand Floridian, and everybody getting on there had to stand up. They were stuck in the middle. You know, that's sad. But
now it's literally 15 seconds from the Grand Floridian to the Magic Kingdom. So
it's still sad, Johnny. But
okay.
anywho, did you, what was I going to say now? Do you think when we come down, I almost said, do you think when we come down that it's going to be more than 35% the first week of May?
I don't think in May. I think the first week of June is going to be they're going to be jumping the capacity levels. Slow, probably slowly through May, they'll add a couple more in every day, that type of thing. So, yeah, I think it'll definitely be they'll have bigger capacity by that time. So.
Yeah, because I was looking at a picture yesterday from Disney's Magical Express at the Orlando airport, and I almost cried. It was packed, dude.
Yeah.
It
Yeah,
was.
I was talking to. Oh, actually, yeah, I was going to tell you something. I met a Imagineer this week, Doug.
Oh, yeah?
It's not going to be one that you ever heard of because he's a software engineer in California. And yeah, him and his fiance were staying at Saratoga Springs. His name was Jim, and yeah, he's a software engineer in Imagineering out there. And talk about a dude that has the well, as me and you would say, maybe by by the balls. He has got the world right where he wants it, man. He's like in his mid-30s, drop dead gorgeous fiance, and a working in Imagineering at Walt Disney World. That's not a bad gig, man. Not a bad gig at all. So yeah, he had met Tony Baxter and Marty Sklar and Joe Rohde, and so it was very cool. So
that's awesome. And how'd you get to meet him?
He was taking the bus back from Hollywood Studios. Him and his fiance were looking at Galaxy's Edge and, you know, getting a good feel of it that way. And so he took the bus back to Saratoga. So
I thought maybe he recognized. He said, "Are you John from the Main Street Podcast? Robbie Bottoms told us about you."
There you go. Yeah, it's funny. Actually, he works now in California, but he's from Orlando. And he worked at Disney as a kid, and that was his big dream, was to become an Imagineer. So,
well, that's awesome. And he's back playing in the park, so you know he loves it.
Yep.
Well, speaking of hours, John, Disney has today released the provisional operating hours at Walt Disney World theme parks for July 2021. And most of them are 10, 9, 10 o'clock, like we were saying. And the Disney hours released today are from June 27th and show a decrease of 1 hour a day compared to prior week at the Magic Kingdom. Disney Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Epcot retain its usual 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. hours. But it is later than the 7 that we were seeing before we came, and we're lucky we're going to be open to 10 the week we're there, John.
Yep, you're set.
So, I don't know. They're probably going to be. I'm not nervous about crowd. I just want to be able to get on Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railroad, and I want to be able to do Rise of the Resistance, John.
So. Rise of the Resistance is going to be your hard one. So you're definitely going to have to, you and Brenda both will be on your phones trying to make those reservations at 7 o'clock. And then if you can't get them at that time, then you have to make sure you're in the park and try the 1 o'clock shot again. So.
Yeah, well, I can promise you Brenda will not be on her phone. I'll be the only one. She's not. She's like, she'll be like rooting for me, but she won't care. She'll be doing other things like eating breakfast or something like that. She's not going to be being on the phone. I mean, if I make her, yeah, but I ain't going to make her. I don't think I will.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to try probably June or July when they open some more parks, then we'll try to get out to Hollywood Studios for the day and maybe stay one night. So, but yeah, I couldn't get reservations this time, and that's all on me because I wasn't thinking I could use my comp tickets. I was trying to hold on to my comp tickets for later on to give away to people or something like that. And then finally I realized, well, my main gate pass is not going to be good, but I have 8 comp tickets sitting there, so why don't I use those? So
yeah, well, I'm glad because it put a little jump in your step, John. It made you happy about this vacation, and I'm glad.
Yeah, I mean, I at least wanted to get into Magic Kingdom. I mean, Epcot, and JJ and Lisa both wanted to go to the Magic Kingdom, so that worked out okay. Can't do Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom, but we'll know Disney Springs like the back of our hand by the time we're done. So.
Yeah, well, if it's nice weather out, you'll probably know your pool with Old Key West and Olivia's, and you'll have some fun.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I'm hoping, you know, when we stayed back in October, they still had, like, really tight restrictions on, like, the stuff that you check out from. If you stay at a DVC or DVC resort, obviously they have a lot of people who really tend to take a real vacation there. So they have stuff like basketballs, like shuffleboard, you know, the shuffleboard setups and ping pong tables and ping pong paddles. But you have to check all that stuff out from the DVC lounge, DVC lounge, and so hopefully they reopened that and allow us to check out stuff because, you know, I want to do some of that. So
yeah, well, a couple nights, John, maybe we can hang and have a couple drinks at the Springs too. We'll make fun of this trip. We'll figure it out. You're gonna have a good time. I know we're gonna get our feed bag on at Epcot. That's all I do know.
Yep, that and paddlefish.
Yeah. And then other things, too. I mean, at the Springs, we probably will have drink and eat somewhere along the way that week. We're going to be I know we're going to have some I'm going to have something over at the pool bar at our Wyndham. So we're going to have a good time at the Wyndham. Looking forward to having you over there. We're going to try to do a little something there if we can. If the time and schedule allows us, we might try to do a 20 minutes, half hour, little live thing.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
So we'll see what we can do. You want to read the support structure being removed?
Oh boy. Support structure being removed from the Tron Light Cycle Run canopy. I guess we're now getting a better look at the Tron Light Cycle Run canopy as a large support structure is being removed from beneath the white steel. The brown steel supports were holding the pieces of the canopy in position until the entire structure was completed and able to support itself. As this phase nears its conclusion, we are expecting to see a pause in construction, with the ride now expected to open later in 2022. Disney has yet to make any official announcement on a timeline for the coaster's opening. When you drive past it, it just looks like a big maze of structures. You can't even really tell what it is right now.
So. No, it looks like a spider web of steel.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
I don't know what's going on with this, John. I have a little trivia question for you. How much do you think Bob Iger has made since working for Disney?
I have no idea. More than me.
Take a guess.
$500 million.
$690 million. $690 million is what Bob Iger has made off this company. And cast members being laid off, John, we got to get them all back, buddy. I was just reading.
Looks like they're bringing a lot of them back, that's for sure.
Yeah. And whatchamacallit, Abigail Disney, she's on the poor side, John. She's only worth $120 million.
Oh, is that all?
All her stock has been – she's losing her stock, John, apparently. But the one thing I will say, John, can we agree on this? Because I've been reading – you know I read all these Disney books and everything else like that. And you said, and you always said, and you will say that Walt was a businessman too. He would have wanted to make money and all. We can agree on that, correct?
Yeah.
But the one thing I will say that would never have happened, and I think you could agree on this too, things like Mr. Potato Head would always be working. The Yeti at Everest would never have not worked. Do you disagree with me on any of that? That's the Disney. That's some of the things. And I think you guys would all have been treated better is what my point is. It's still been a minimum amount of money, but do you think a lot of the things that weren't working would it not been working if he was still in charge or the family?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Mr. Potato Head, yes, because that's a fairly easy fix. I mean, you know, Doug, it's stuff like Mr. Potato Head. I understand the Yeti thing. I understand you'd have to shut the ride down for 6 months, but they had the 6 months during the COVID, so okay. It should have been fixed at that time. That one I'll give you. That should have been fixed at that time. There was no excuse why they couldn't have got done that time. What bothers me is stuff like the sign on World Drive as you come down, you just get into Disney World property, and there's that big, huge, cool Tower of Terror sign in the middle of the road.
You know, I know what you're talking about. It used to move a little bit.
It does move occasionally.
Yes.
And then they breaks and they refix it, and then it looks cool again. And that stuff like that is irritating because there's no reason why that shouldn't be fixed. Stuff when I drive around the backstage of Epcot, and Epcot specifically, I don't know why, but it's trashy. I don't know what it is, why that one lends itself more to garbage. I mean, I wouldn't say it's like garbage on the side of the road, but it's not taken care of. Like the grass needs to be mowed, you know, stuff like that. And it's only Epcot, Magic Kingdom, and Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom. All of theirs looks pretty good, but Epcot, for some reason, especially around World Showcase, it just looks run down. No. And it's stuff like that that irritates me more than the Yeti not working.
Yeah, but that was
and
the
that
start.
Stuff, I honestly believe. That's the stuff that Walt would have not put up with.
No, you know? No. And the other thing is, would he allow the three Caballeros not to work, put cardboard cutouts up there?
Well, he would have never built Dino Land, I doubt, seriously.
No, but, no, exactly. You're right. But, like, did you see the cardboard cutouts in the Mexican ride at the Mexican movie? I mean, that stuff there, and then, like, the bathroom's getting disgustingly dirty there for a while, and things like that. That's the difference that we've been complaining about. That if everything was, like, pristine and perfect the way we always remember, I'd be okay with it. I wouldn't be as fidgety as I am right now. But things keep going up and up, and quality's going down and down. And also, I do miss, and we'll be talking. Most thing I'm excited about is eating when we get down there. But I do miss. I can't wait for the cast members to get back to the countries. And I don't want the simplification of the menus going on, because each year it seems like the menus get more and more similar. Am I wrong?
No, they definitely bland out menus. They have a habit of doing it when they open a new restaurant. The menu first comes out and it's fantastic and it has a lot of unique items and stuff like that. But then it ends up with, and there's so many restaurants like this as you make your way around Disney property. They have one New York strip steak that's served with a different sauce. They have one piece of fish, usually salmon or tilapia. They have one chicken breast. And it's just somewhat served differently at every restaurant. But that's your choices, you know, one type of chicken, one type of fish, and one type of steak.
And don't
So,
forget the awesome pork chop, John, every once in a while.
yes, that's everywhere too. So it's like those four staples they put onto every menu. And then depending on what the restaurant is themed to, they'll put a different sauce with it or cook it slightly different. But that's about it. So, yeah, it's really disappointing when you pull into a restaurant. That's why I'm excited to eat at Disney Springs because those restaurants are independently owned. Oh, and I was going to mention something else real quick too. But, you know, they're independently owned. The menus are more expansive and they definitely are not restricted to the one New York strip steak.
Yeah,
So,
exactly. Or
but
the petite filet, one or the other, John.
yeah, for the people making reservations at anywhere at Disney Springs, skip the Walt Disney World website and My Disney Experience app altogether. Go to OpenTable on Google, and you'll have your selection of restaurants practically the day you want to eat. Or, I mean, we booked 2 weeks out and had a whole slew of times for both Edison and Wine Bar George. Going through the My Disney Experience app, they had us eating at 9 o'clock at night at Edison, and nothing available at Wine Bar George at all. I pulled it up on Google at OpenTable, and boom, boom, had two reservations exactly at the time I wanted.
You go,
So,
girl.
I'm telling you, telling you.
No, open table. Okay, well, now we put out. You listen to our show, you get to know a little something that somebody else might not tell you, right, John?
There you go. So we were talking about Walt and what he would have thought about some of the cleanliness, Doug. What do you think, Walt? And here we go. Let's start some controversy. Walt Disney World cast members can now have visible tattoos, among other changes to the Disney look as the company shifts to a policy of inclusion.
See,
Disney.
okay, I'll let you finish it. My apologies. I thought you were done.
No.
You took a breath, and then I
No,
have
go
to
ahead.
jump
Go
in. You know, you take a breath. Doug has to talk. I
ahead. Well, let's go ahead and say, I don't know, what do you think?
I'm okay with it, John. All I care about is how your personality is. We've talked. You have tattoos. I don't. I don't prefer them on me. But whatever you do is. The way I judge anybody, as long as you're a good human being, does that make sense to you, John? I don't care what race, creed, color, what you have on you, as long as you're a good human being, that's all I care about. Does that make sense, John?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. And first of all, these tattoos are not going to be, they have to be restricted to be able to be
See.
covered by your hand, and they cannot be offensive. So you're not going to
Okay.
see naked women, you're not going to see skulls and crossbones, you're not going to see that type of stuff, you know? And nobody's
See.
going to have a swastika on them. So
Exactly. But 100%, but that's the only thing that I was going to say. The thing I'm most worried about is in this article, it says it becomes, unless it's offensive. Now, the problem with our climate right now in our world right now, everybody's offended by everything right now. Am I wrong, John?
there is a lot of offensive or a lot of people that get offended over everything. So
I
I don't know, I guess.
had a cat attack me one time, and seeing that cat on your arm is really devastating to me. I mean, am I wrong though, John?
Well, let's see what my two tattoos on my legs that I wish this would have been in place when I worked at Lion King in the trains. My tattoos are, I've got a yin yang symbol on the right side with dolphins circling it, and I've got a yin yang on my left side with a black and a red dragon fighting each other. So, but it's not, there's no blood or gore or anything. It's just two dragons in a
But
circle.
I
So.
was swimming one time, and a dolphin tried to drown me, John.
Fighting in a big circle with a
I
dolphin
can't.
there.
I can't. I just can't look at it. Pirates is the worst ride I ever rode down because that man had a dolphin on his leg.
There you go.
But
There you go.
that's what I'm afraid of right there, John. I mean, I'm not. Have what you want to have. You understand what I'm saying? As
Yeah.
long as you're nice, respectful, and you work as a Disney cast member, I really don't care. Right?
Now, what I'm looking forward to now, honestly, is I can now, you know, a couple of years from now, if I want to, I may think about getting another tat on my forearm or something like that, because there's some I have
Are you
yet
gonna
to get a
put
Disney character,
John
so.
Orlando on your shoulder, or Captain Handsome, John?
Johnny Orlando or Captain Hansen?
Yes.
Wrestling tag team.
Yes, there we go. But you're going to get what are you thinking about?
I don't know. I don't know.
J.O., you can get on your arm. Oh, Johnny. Go ahead.
I was thinking about Jessica Rabbit, but Lisa said no.
Okay. Oh, that's hysterical. So I'm sorry. Read the rest of the article, Johnny.
All
We
right.
pretty much cover it with that.
Disney continues to refine its legendary Disney look with some major changes for 2021 as the company shifts to a policy of inclusion. In a statement, Disney Parks Chairman Josh DeMario said, "The world is changing, and we will change with it and continue to be a source of joy and inspiration for all the world. We'll never stop working to make sure that Disney is a welcoming place for all. In the latest revision of the Disney look, which impacts all of Walt Disney World cast members, all references to gender have been removed, focusing on the cast as one. All cast members now have..." Oh, there it went.
What did you disappear?
Yeah, I pushed a button wrong, and where it went... hairstyle and length is now at the discretion of the cast member. This is what more people, more guys were more excited about than tattoos. There's probably 30 bus driver cast members that I know that were ecstatic about being able to have long hair. And I'm like, ew, who wants long hair? But, okay.
Yeah.
It can now include a full...
The only thing I'm going to say is I just hope that... You can have whatever you have. I just don't want to see unkept, if you understand what I'm saying,
yes,
John.
Yes.
If you're going to have a beard, have it shaved off. Make yourself look presentable. Am I wrong, John? Just don't look all straggly. You're going to have long hair as a woman or a man. Have it presentable. Don't have just a big bouffon hanging. You know what I'm saying, John. I just want my cast members to look nice and kept.
You don't want him looking like Bobby from Sons of Anarchy.
No.
That greasy, ginormous beard and
no.
hair everywhere.
Or the other one, the crazy one. What the hell is his name? The black-haired one, the one that's nuts.
All them guys look floppy, actually.
Yeah, I don't want any of that.
They all look like they don't wash their hair.
I don't want any of that, John.
Yeah. Restrictions on facial have been significantly relaxed with all mentions of lengths and shapes removed. The only requirement now is that facial hair should be groomed and
well
maintained. Two earrings per ear now permitted with a maximum size of 2 inches. And actually, Doug, I don't know if you knew this about me, but I did have my ear pierced at one time when I was working at Pirates of the Caribbean. I would have thought about taking a gold loop and putting it in there because I think it would have fit the costume. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, it would have made sense. So,
yeah, mine was pierced back in the day too, John.
Yep. Yeah. Nail polish continues to be limited to one solid color or French manicure look. Decals and charms are not allowed. Nail length is capped at 1/4 inch beyond the fingertip. Josh DeMario, chairman, Disney Parks Experience. Our new approach provides greater flexibility with respect to forms of personal expression surrounding gender-inclusive hairstyles, jewelry, nail styles, and costume choices, and allowing appropriate visible tattoos. We're updating them to not only remain relevant in today's workplace, but also enable our cast members to better express their cultures and individuality at work. Moving forward, we believe our cast, who are at the center of the magic that lives in all our experiences, can provide the best of Disney's legendary guest service when they have more options for personal expression, creating richer, more personal, more engaging experiences with our guests. The new Disney look is expected to come into effect for Walt Disney World cast members over the next couple of weeks. The famous Disney look dates back to the 1950s and was strictly enforced for decades. Originally, a clean shave and neat haircuts were an absolute requirement to work at the parks. Disney made several moves in recent years to gradually relax the guidelines. The changes to the look also come alongside an update to the legendary Four Keys Foundation, which now includes a fifth key, inclusion. For more than 60 years, the Four Keys of Safety, Courtesy, Show, and Efficiency have been installed in every cast member from day one of their traditions training and as a guiding principle of guest service for the company. The new key represents the company's commitment to cultural transformation, and with it being a part of the keys, it will be a part of everyday working life for cast members.
Well, dude, don't you have shorts? Don't the bus drivers have like the Ralph Cramden or the UPS shorts?
No, I wish we did. It'd make it actually moving around a lot easier, getting up and out of the bus and stuff like that. But no, our uniform right now is only pants. So I'm hoping at some point they'd bring in shorts, but...
Yeah, I find that weird. I thought maybe they would have a set of shorts for you guys. You could decide on shorts or pants for the bus.
Most costumes, uniforms out there do have shorts options, but I guess because I figure we spend most of our time inside in the air conditioning that we didn't need it. So
Yeah.
no. Now I'm hoping honestly that they a lot of uniforms costumes get updated for the 2021 celebration at some point. You know, because a lot of the stuff looks outdated and kind of old and wore down. So I'd like to see some updates, especially to ours. I don't know how long. I think they've been wearing these same uniforms for probably 20 years. So.
Yeah, the only thing I don't want to see is the same thing they did at the Animal Kingdom and have everybody wearing the same
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, they took away my theming on my train, so.
No, I think it's stupid that they're doing that. And that's again to hire a bee so they could save a couple of dollars and give Bob another $10 billion. And it's ridiculous. I think that part of what makes Disney is the theming. That's another thing that I don't think Walt would ever allow that. He's the one that liked everybody having specific uniforms. And the reason the Unitillers exist is because he didn't want a cowboy walking in Fantasyland or
That was
Tomorrowland.
it. Well, he saw that at Disneyland, and
Yeah.
so he decided when he built the world, there wasn't going to be no question of that. So, yeah, because I mean, for when I worked at Pirates of the Caribbean, I had to walk practically through the entire park to get to my spot over there. So I would have had to walk basically through, let's see, Tomorrowland and Fantasyland dressed as a pirate, and that would have just looked stupid. So, you
No,
know.
and the point is, yeah, some of the outfits do need to be updated, like some of the uniforms. I would like to see newer ones, but they all should be part of what the attraction is. I mean, that what makes Disney different than Busch Gardens, John, or Great Adventure, and that's what makes us love Disney, because you feel like you're immersed into that, whatever you're doing at that time, you're immersed into that attraction. And with everybody having the same uniforms on, I think it's wrong.
It definitely is nice when you're doing a position that's themed well. The only thing I would say is that it's a lot easier for me dressed as a bus driver to stop on the way in to get work, to get gas and a cup of coffee than it was dressed as a pirate. So,
Yeah. Hey, fill her up, matey.
let's say I never stopped out here in Bushnell dressed as a pirate to get gas in the morning. So.
Yeah. Pin Traders and Camera Center are beneath Spaceship Earth are closing for several weeks as concrete work continues at the main entrance. I mean, holy mo, is there anything left of Future World, John?
I don't. Again, Doug, I haven't even been out to the park in a week. And you know, that day I walked out into the Magic Kingdom before Christmas was the last time I've been in the parks. Which is you're going to be into a park before I will. You believe
Awesome, and I'm gonna rub it right in, John. Rub it in.
that?
Rub it in, rub it in. The closure of the area included Pin Traders and Camera Center. Store begins Monday, April 19, 2021, and is planned to continue for the remainder of the month and into early May. Walls have been up in the center area as work continues on continuing the new concrete design for the main entrance area beneath Spaceship Earth. The eastern side has already been completed. So, during the work, pin trading merchandise is moving the gateway gifts directly opposite, and photo pass will move to the stroller rental area near gateway gifts. So everything is being shuffled around at Future World, John.
Yeah, including your mouse gear store and or whatever it's called. What is it? It's something
Exactly,
expressions or
exactly,
what?
exactly, John.
I told Lisa you were so upset about that, and she just shook her head and went, I'll just call it mouse gear anyway. So.
Well, Lisa has that dry sense of humor like that, John, where she'll make a joke and let it roll off. Where somebody, I have to stand up for mouse gears, John.
You have to stand up for your draft choice of a couple of years ago, though, right? So.
Absolutely, come on, John. It's my favorite store. I love the smell of that place.
Now you're lying. Hopefully they got rid of that. You know, out of all the things to do to Future World, let's get rid of that stank that you had at the beginning of Mouse Gear over there by the fountain. All right, let's do that. So.
I never could understand how that happened there. I mean, where's the water at? I understand it at Pirates, but what was the cause of that? Was it because of something with the fountains?
Yeah, it was
Yeah, the chlorine.
backflow from the fountains or something like that made that stench right there. But it
Yeah.
was odd because you hated it, but at the same time you knew where you were when you
Yeah.
smelled it.
It was like home.
So.
It was like home.
All right, so I just saw this the other day. New monorail station taking shape at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. Most of the roof structure are now in place for the new monorail station at the Poly. The new station is being built from concrete and steel with a roof line following the design of the resort's other buildings. They must have. What do you think was wrong with, I never noticed anything wrong with this station. So, and they rebuilt the entire thing. You think there was some kind of structural integrity problem with it or something?
I have no clue, unless with the refurb of the whole building or something, the way they had to tie things in, maybe they had to tear it apart to get to something on the other buildings. What do you think,
Yeah,
John?
maybe they wanted to build a. I wonder if they're putting staircases in from like, not just because as it was, you had to go into the lobby and then walk all the way to the back, right, to get to the staircase to the second floor, and then turn around and come all the way back to the front of the lobby to get to that second story to take it out. I wonder if they're building some kind of staircases from the front of the lobby as opposed to just in the back. Maybe that's what they're doing or something.
Yeah,
So.
they probably did some. The architect wanted to put their fingerprint on it, and they probably wanted to do some upgrades. And sometimes it's easier to tear it apart than it is trying to
Yeah.
remodel it. To improvise, if you understand what I'm saying. That's why you'll see a store, and you'll go like, "Why'd they tear the whole building down?" Because it's easier to tear the building down to build and build a new one a lot of times than it is to do a remodel in it, because of the way all the wiring and everything else is in the building, if that makes sense to you, John.
Yeah, I see that happen a lot, especially if they're trying to change a building that was a restaurant into a store, or a building that was a store into a restaurant. You just might as well just knock the entire thing down because you get a lot more pipes and stuff to run. So.
Dude, I did a building one time up in Pennsylvania, up towards Chester. It was a two-story, and it was a brand new two-story insurance building. We had it completely done. It was 2 days away from everybody moving into it. One insurance company bought that insurance company out. They gutted the entire building, John.
Jeez.
I was back there 4 months later doing it all over again. They gutted the entire building down to the bare shell, John. All was left was the concrete walls. Desk, dude, people were getting brand new desk, chair, everything was thrown out, John. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was because the whole layout was totally different than what the new insurance company wanted there.
No, fine. Then we'll just redo it.
Yeah, it sounds like a major write-off to me.
Yeah,
But it's just crazy. Some of the things you see, you don't understand it, and you don't even try. More ribbons and jewels adorn the spires at Cinderella Castle as preparation for the 50th continues, John. You guys, I guess you're excited about that. You do have a park ticket to get in and see the Magic Kingdom. You guys excited about seeing the updates?
yeah, absolutely. See the castle again, get some rides in and stuff like that. I'm hoping that my son and Lisa can handle a mask all day. I mean, I've obviously had to wear one for the last 5 months now, so I'm accustomed to them. But getting them to wear it all day, and especially if it gets really hot that week, but I imagine they'll be okay. So.
Just tell them to quit their whine. You wear it all day to go to work. They can
Yeah.
suck it up for a day in the Magic Kingdom.
There you go.
And I'm sure you'll be eating and drinking plenty. You can take it off for a little bit.
Oh yeah, we're definitely gonna. I don't know if we. I don't think we made any reservations for the Magic Kingdom, or, but we'll probably end up at Epcot that night anyway. So hey, you didn't happen to find out how park hopping works now, did you?
No, I got to figure it out, John, because we
Yeah,
haven't
me
done it
too.
yet. I have to figure that out. I got to make a couple phone calls and see.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you got to get on your app and request it, make a reservation, I think.
So you do it that day?
Yeah, I think you have to do it that day.
Okay.
But we'll have to
I
check
know
that
it's a.
out.
There's a lot of people that do it. That's for sure. I mean, I've been working at Animal Kingdom the last couple of days. There's a lot of people that spend the morning in Animal Kingdom and then hop over to Epcot, obviously, or actually all three of them, Hollywood Studios and the Magic Kingdom. Those load zones are always full of people leaving Animal Kingdom about 2 o'clock. So.
Well, read the next article here, John, and I'll do a little research.
All right.
Read the either point
Point.
of lights
Yep.
installed.
Points of light install continues at Spaceship Earth in Epcot. There are now 29 points of light in position on Spaceship Earth as part of the Beacon of Light show coming to Epcot later in 2021. I read that this morning, Beacon of Magic, and I kept reading Bacon of Magic. And I was thinking to myself, ooh, that sounds good. The second set joins the original 12 lights in the same position on the southeast side of Spaceship Earth near Guest Relations. Debuting as part of Disney World's 50th anniversary celebration on October 1, the new lighting at Spaceship Earth is a permanent addition and will live on beyond the 18-month celebration event. That's 18 months now. Generally, they extend these things, so don't be surprised. They extend to 24 months or even 36 months. The impact on the view from the ground remains minimal, despite doubling the number of lights. Concept art of the light show is what we can expect when the effect goes live later this year. According to Imagineer Zach Ridley, her classic look will be maintained and accentuated through new colors and intensity and programmed expressions that extend into the new main entrance fountain in the entire World Celebration area. Yeah, and according to the rendition, it looks really sparkly. So it's very, very shiny.
Yeah, it's going to be different. I'm excited to see it at night, and thank God we'll be able to be there to 10 o'clock, so we'll be able to see what's going on with it.
Yep, sounds good.
So, I'm trying to see here, John. You're going to have to read another article.
All right, no problem. We talked a little bit about the World Pass availability greatly expanded for June 21. Disney has just added a large amount of park pass availability for its Walt Disney World theme parks during June of this year. June now has full availability across all ticket types for almost except cast member main gate passes, all types of almost every day of the month. More availability has also been added to days within April and May, except for cast member main gate passes. The system, which was introduced to manage capacity for the reopening of Walt Disney World following the COVID-19 shutdown, now has availability through January 4 of 2023. Good Lord. A Disney park pass is required before entry to any of the parks, in addition to having valid ticket media for the day. The availability comes alongside news that Disney World may soon be adding more capacity to its parks as the phased reopening from the COVID-19 shutdown continues.
Well, it looks like here, John, you just decide to go to whatever park you want to. After 2 p.m., you can go there. You just got to hope it's not to capacity.
Huh.
It isn't like you're making a reservation from what I'm reading here. I'm going to do more research. But the good news is after 2 p.m., you can hop to any other Disney park you like, even if you want to hit all four, as long as capacity allows more on than that shortly. While the afternoon start might feel limiting for some park hopping veterans, it still makes for a very workable multi-day, as many guests used to choose to park hop around 2 in the afternoon anyway. So the way this sounds, it just you go to the other park.
Yeah, and as long as you're at 1:30 or so. So I guess they're anticipating what they've probably done is all four parks, say, you know, every park, for example, I know this isn't the accurate numbers, but all four parks have a 30,000 point capacity. Then that's 120 for all four parks. And so they're figuring that if you were in the Magic Kingdom and you're going to Hollywood Studios, they're still within their parameters by allowing you to leave the Magic Kingdom and going to Hollywood Studios, because there's people leaving Hollywood Studios and going to Epcot, people leaving Epcot and going to the Magic
everybody's
Kingdom.
Everybody's jumping around like jumping beans.
So as long as they're within their parameters of 120,000, then they're okay. So maybe we can go to Hollywood Studios that way. I mean, we won't be able to get into Galaxy's Edge, but at least I could drag Lisa and JJ over to see Galaxy's Edge, see the Millennium Falcon, and probably ride Mickey's Runaway Railroad. So, yeah, that's a thought.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, that might make you try to figure out your third day if you wanted to, so you could do that twice, if that's allowable.
Yeah, that's true, too. So, yeah, we still wouldn't be able to get into there's no way I'm going to be able to get into Rise of the Resistance, because I'd have to have that too. Well, I guess maybe if I tried the 7 o'clock, I think you have to have the reservation for the day. I don't remember, so I don't know. Maybe I'll try it. We'll see what happens. Right?
Well, it gives you a little research, a little more options, right, John? Gives you a little hope.
Exactly. There you go.
Hope, John. Hope. It's all we need is hope, right?
There you go.
What's next, Mr. Orlando?
More and more Walt Disney World cast members being recalled to work as Disney prepares to boost capacity for the summer. Disney is continuing to push forward its reopening plans for Walt Disney World, with all signs pointing towards an imminent increase in park capacity ahead of the busy summer season. buoyed by a better than expected COVID-19 vaccination rollout and pent-up customer demand. Isn't that the truth? Disney is currently in the process of recalling a significant number of cast members to their existing roles where available, or into new roles where needed. We've seen frequent cast members orientation sessions at Epcot, Magic Kingdom, and Animal Kingdom over the past couple of weeks, and have heard from many cast members that they are returning to work. In addition to the increase in operational cast members, we also see more Disney Park Pass reservation slots becoming available for June 2021 during periods that were previously unavailable. For resort hotel guests, June had a very limited availability. As of this afternoon, we are now seeing almost 100% availability for this period. Dining availability for June and beyond is also seeing similar increases in availability. A summer return of the entertainment, which begins with a celebration of the Festival of Lion King at Animal Kingdom, will add much needed capacity to the parks. Assuming Festival of Lion King is successful, and it will be.
It sounds like you said successful, John. Successful, John.
Successful. We are likely to see more and more live entertainment return, including the possibility of fireworks shows. Many attractions have also seen an increase in capacity achieved by adding more plastic dividers, reducing social distancing, and loading more guests per ride vehicle.
Oh, by the way, John, feel free to either call me Captain or Hansel anytime you want. Okay, Mr. Orlando?
Yeah, that's Johnny Orlando, man. Come on.
Yeah, you can call me Captain if you like.
Cap H. We'll just call it Cap H.
There you go. CH.
Yeah. Speaking of movies and entertainment, Doug, I don't know where we were, but I am. Captain, how about that? We'll make that. I watched, I saw Man of Steel. I saw Batman versus Superman. And I watched, what's the long one? The 4-hour Justice League.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that one was kind of, I didn't even know what to think at the end of that. I mean, Whew. Could I get some of those hours back?
Yeah, they were okay.
Yeah. I mean,
they're okay.
The only positive thing, I watched that one when I was doing work in our bathroom, so I kind of felt like I didn't waste the entire day. But
that was a long movie.
I mean, they could have, like, an hour and a half could have been taken out of that movie without a problem. Am I wrong?
Well,
just nonsense.
The one that was released first, I think, was an hour and a half taken away. So yeah, the Zach, what's his name, the rendition of it was 4 hours and like 10 minutes long. So there was a lot of stuff in there.
It was just like, holy moly, man! But so, what was your thoughts on all of them?
I liked Man of Steel a lot. I thought it was pretty good. But Superman's never been my favorite hero. He's just got too much. You know, he's super fast. He can fly. He's got laser vision. So, you know, I always liked the guys that either had one ability or somebody like Batman or Iron Man who actually have no real superheroes. They just have really cool gadgets, you know. So,
but the thing that cracks me up is I don't understand how he ever gets, like, stopped. Like, it's like there's so many things he could do, and it just cracks me up how, like, these superheroes get beat up, like, forever, and then all of a sudden they can take the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, I sit there and question, like, why didn't you just use the fire? Why didn't you freeze him? Why didn't you do, like, why are you fighting him? Like, do you not understand, like, well, like, his laser eyes? Like, he don't use them until it's, like, the last case scenario. Like, the whole movie, he won't fry somebody, and then all of a sudden, okay, I got to use these things.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. I thought they were okay, but I watched X-Men yesterday, and I like that one better, the first class of X-Men.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I like, for the most part, I like Marvel characters better than I have DC, so.
Oh, that's without a doubt. It's 1,000 times better.
And the Aquaman thing, I was just horribly disappointed with Aquaman.
Dude, I had a question my own meaning on Earth after watching that. Like,
it was pretty atrocious.
I do give myself credit. I did not watch the whole thing. I mean, I was mad at myself. I was questioning myself when I watched half of it, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, and it's a shame because back in the day when I was a kid, watching the Justice League cartoons on Saturday morning, well, they were my favorites. I really dug them, and I always loved the ocean. So Aquaman was always my my favorite character. But in that, Aquaman had a special connection with the ocean and with the animals that live in the ocean and all that stuff. Now they have him portrayed as Khal Drogo with a trident just going around sticking people. And that was it. There was no control over any of the animals. No, you know, he didn't come in riding on a dolphin like I wanted to see or anything. So
they basically used him as the hot thing in the movie to draw women to watch the movie.
Pretty much, yeah. I just get every time I looked at him, I just saw Khal Drogo, though. So
yeah, women or men, whatever floats your boat. But that's the reason why he was in that movie, was it wasn't the writing. Marine Boy was better back in the day than that movie. Well, you remember Marine Boy?
No, I do not remember Marine Boy.
Yeah, that was the stupid show that was on when we were kids. Dude, I watch old episodes of Gilligan's Island, which are Oscar nominated movies compared to watching that. I mean, dude, I watch Gilligan's Island, I just crack up. But I love it. It's amazing. Like, it brings back my childhood and my crush on Marianne. I was always a Marianne. Marianne or Ginger, John?
Marianne.
Yeah, Marianne, for sure. Leaps and bounds. But yeah, I watch that. But yeah, Gilligan should have been voted best actor compared to what they did with Aquaman. I mean, that's a horrible movie, dude.
Yeah, it was pretty abysmal. So, and I'm ashamed to say I sat and watched that entire thing. So.
Oh, see, now are you questioning yourself after I asked if I was questioning myself?
Yeah, there's a couple of movies in my life that I really wish I would have had that time back.
Oh, the worst one that I've ever seen, and I'll probably get flack for it. You ever see Natural Born Killers?
I don't think so.
Dude, it was so bad. It's with Woody Harrelson. It had a...
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I saw that, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
It was so bad. My wife literally made me leave the movie theater. Because I was screaming about it. It was the worst movie ever. Like, we literally walked half... We were, like, I'd say 20 minutes or a half hour into that movie, and we had to leave. We left the movie theaters. We were dating at the time. I was so disgusted by that movie. Do you remember how bad that movie was? It insulted my intelligence. What's that?
I said I remember I only watched it one time. So,
dude, it insulted my intelligence. It was that bad. Disney's Contemporary Resort refurbishment gets underway with massive scrim in the main tower. They got all those rooms covered, John.
Yeah, they sure do.
What it looks like in the picture? It looks like a big floating device for a pool, like one of those lounging things that you lie on in the pool, don't it?
A giant gold raft.
Yes, don't it?
Yeah, sure does.
Major refurbishment at the Contemporary Resort at Walt Disney World is now underway with the installation of massive construction scrim, or we call it the Golden Raft. The construction scrim covers the entirety of the side of the tower from top to bottom. You know why that's up, John, don't you?
Why is that?
It ain't about you seeing what's going on. It's about some idiots up there arguing or a hammer falling off the balcony up there.
Oh, yeah. That'd be bad.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's to protect the guests underneath. It's not about worrying about you seeing. Because there are all the walkways where the rooms are. But the guys are going to be pushing carts and things up and down. And, you know, construction workers, you know, they're not always minding their P's and Q's, John.
They're busy. Ain't got time to worry about that hammer.
Yeah, I still think it's to protect the guests from flying debris and stuff like that. So, outside in the parking lot is a staging area with trailers and material containers. So you can see the construction containers out there. A lot going on. Disney expects all resort amenities to remain open during the work, but room availability will obviously be limited. No official announcement has been made about the changes to the room, but we expect to see major renovation of the guest rooms. With complete interior replacement, it is also expected that the rooms will be design cues that from the incredible movie characters in a similar way to Moana has introduced at the Polynesian Resort. I'm okay with, I love the Incredibles, but I don't think this resort needs characters in it. Do you, John?
The Contemporary never has had much characters. I mean, of all the resorts, it's the one that's been themed less, I would say. And basically it was because it was supposed to be, I always, always envisioned the Contemporary somewhere in New York City, you know, that's the mentality of it. So, or a future.
Or the Riviera, like the Riviera.
Yeah. Somewhere very urban, very upscale. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I always thought. But, I don't know. I guess the Incredibles kind of fit in there, but I don't know if it's necessary.
No, I just it doesn't fit for me. Like, Moana does fit in Nepali. It's Hawaii. I don't know. Like the Incredibles are incredible, but I mean, are they futuristic, John? Like the contemporary is supposed to
Not
be more
necessarily.
Tomorrowland, isn't it? Like
Yeah,
I could
yeah.
see more of I don't know, what's a like a future world thing kind of. What show would you consider that, or what animation? Like I could see more of Buzz being in there than I could than the Incredibles. I don't know, it
Meet the
just
Robinsons was kind of set in the future, but that's not an incredibly popular movie. So,
no.
yeah, probably The Incredibles, I guess, is your best guess, I guess. But it's
But
not going to be overt. It's not going to be over the top. It's just going to be some of the rooms are themed that way. So.
yeah, I'm just curious to see how they do it. Disney Animal Kingdom Mandrill Birth is another success in the breeding for Disney's endangered species. That is awesome, John. See that little baby?
Yeah, Animal Kingdom is celebrating another birth at the park with a female baby mandrill, seen here for the first time with her mother, Hazel. Ivy was born April 10, 2021. Oh my goodness, she could be Pickle's young sister.
Yes.
That was his birthday. Pickle is my son, JJ. It's a stupid nickname I made up years ago. So. Ivy was born April 10, and with this new addition, the troop at Disney's Animal Kingdom now includes four generations of mandrills from the same family, mirroring the social system of mandrills found in the wild. This birth is an example of how Disney's animal care experts works with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums on species survival plans.
I'm gonna have to go see Ivy, John. We're at the Animal Kingdom. Hopefully she's out when we're there.
Yep, the babies are the cutest. So.
So is JJ gonna get mad if I see him and I call him Pickles?
That's what practically everybody that spends time with us call him. So no, he'll probably react to that quicker than he will JJ anyway. So no, Lisa, I started calling him that when he was about three, and she asked me why, and I said, "Well, he's little, he's sour, and he's green." So. He's not green. Well, he's kind of sour, though, but.
There you go. And just as long as you don't call him Dill, you'll be okay, right, John? Harmonious water jet testing in Epcot's World Showcase.
Oh, Doug's favorite thing.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
All right. Let's see. With all the hardware now in the World Showcase Lagoon for Epcot's Harmonious Show, crews are continuing to test each of the show platforms, giving guests a sneak peek of some of the system's capabilities.
Pause there, John. Now we're both looking at that picture. Tell me that does not look horrible. It looks like Star Wars. It looks like Star Wars is invading that lagoon. Does it or does it not?
Literally looks like a spaceship has landed and then split apart in the World Showcase. Look at them. Oh my goodness.
I mean, like,
That's.
I think these, like, they couldn't even have fit, like, with the show buildings a little bit, John. I mean, it
There's
looks.
no attempt to camouflage these at all, is there?
Am I like overreacting of how ugly they look out there?
They're pretty hideous.
And they look like they take up like 90% of the lagoon from the picture, don't it?
Big old chunk of it, that's for sure.
Yeah. That is ugly. So go ahead.
Recent tests have been running through the lighting controls and water fountains in the video. Get a look at the French show platform firing a single water jet moving through an arc. We also see a lighting test on the Icon barge. The water effects appear to have different operating modes, from finely controlled streams to powerful blasts creating vertical fountains. These different modes will likely be used for different parts of the main show and in the daytime mode. There's still no operating date for the show beyond 2021, but we continue to expect a return of Walt Disney World's fireworks shows later this year. Yeah, like you said last week. Oh, apparently they didn't put these six ginormous barges in the middle of World Showcase for no reason whatsoever. So apparently fireworks will be coming back.
No,
So.
unless they're actually the military put barges out there to protect the coast down there, John.
All
Even
right, all right, all right. Speaking of that, Doug, on slightly different note of the military and stuff, when I worked at Animal Kingdom years ago, I would notice probably once every 2 days or so that I was out there, a low-flying helicopter fly over. And it's a sightseeing one that's out there all the time. He comes by probably once a day. Okay? But in this last 2 months, and there's a lot of talk about this on Disney fan sites too, there are helicopters everywhere. I mean, literally everywhere. I can drive from Disney Springs to Animal Kingdom, and I'll probably see 4 helicopters during the way. And they're all solid black, and they all look like they're doing routes above Walt Disney World. And I imagine they're all sightseeing.
So again, John, I don't know what happened there because we had perfect signal, but I'm thinking maybe they're recording something for Disney Plus or something for a new attraction, or maybe even something they're filming for the upcoming 50th.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. You're probably absolutely right. That would explain a lot of it. So I was thinking also maybe some possibility of them trying to control the amount of drones that fly over. But it would be hard to control a drone with a helicopter, I would imagine. But they're definitely doing something. But that would probably make the most sense, doing some special for the 50th upcoming and getting a lot of overhead views of the Walt Disney World Resort all together. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, because of all the subscribers on Disney Plus too, I'm shocked that they're not doing more park advertisement on there. I'm thinking that, I mean, the only reason I'm thinking they haven't done it yet is because they're trying to get people there, but they're not right at the moment.
Yeah.
But once this 50th and everybody's vaccinated, I could see them running advertisement right on Disney Plus for Disney World and Disneyland.
I'd like to see a show just themed after, you know, an expansive or an expansion of the day in the life of a cast member type thing, and then start following normal cast members. You know, not just, you know, I mean, it's great that we saw the veterinarians and stuff like that, but let's see, you know, Kate over at Pirates of the Caribbean, and let's see Jenna that's a Jungle Cruise skipper, that type of stuff. So.
Or let's ride the bus with Johnny Orlando.
You think that's how they'd bring it in?
Yes. Johnny Orlando, he don't know what route he's going to have, but he will tell you the funny joke of the day. Johnny Orlando is amazing. Is that how it would sound?
That's it. Sounds fantastic.
So, no, I remember they used to have also the every once in a while they do the 24-hour, like they would show the camera that would just show the park.
Yes.
I would like to see them do something like that, John. Have different cameras in different parts of the park and just show it live.
And that just show awesome. Main Street. Yep.
Yeah. That would be awesome if you ask me. But what isn't awesome is these stupid, ugly barges, John. This show better be, like, so freaking amazing to make it worth the while that they're ruining my World Showcase Lagoon. Because I'm seeing pictures now, the other one, the Harmonious Water Jet testing, and the bridge back there by Italy, I think it is, John, looking across World Showcase.
Yeah.
And that used to be one of my favorite spots, and now it's like, it's blocking the swan and doll, it's blocking the ball. I mean, everything, like, you can't, it's a horrible view now. The sight lines are horrible. I don't know. And Disney is, like, always at the top of their game worrying about sight lines. In this case, they just said, screw all sight lines. We really don't care. We're going to put these ugly barges out there, and it is what it is.
I have a feeling that the nighttime show is going to be good. So, I mean, obviously, they're going through all this work, so I think they're going to do a good show with the nighttime – a good thing with the nighttime show. I'm just hoping that the fountains during the day can run a good enough – camouflage, I guess you would say, or something of that sort for it to be somewhat worth it. So,
John, I'll be honest with you. I think the building of the stadium and everything they did for Rivers of Lights was just as much work as this. And that was a complete and utter bomb. Am I wrong?
Yeah, well, they couldn't have. I don't know. They really should have thought about that show at Animal Kingdom. You know, you can't have fireworks, and you know, no good nighttime show really ends without fireworks. So,
see, what they should do now is, John, they should really use that area. Tell me this ain't a great idea. Do Moana and do like a show of her with her raft out there, put on like a musical like The Lion King or Nemo. How would that
they
be?
They need to do something with that stadium, that's for sure.
Because I could see Moana flying in on the boat with her and The Rock out there, couldn't you?
Yeah, sure. You're going to get Dwayne The Rock Johnson to come out every day.
Dude.
You have a lot of people.
I could pump iron for a couple weeks and take that role on. But they could find somebody bald-headed and big like him out there. You know what I'm saying, Johnny. But tell me, that wouldn't be a good idea if they did like a musical out there.
Yep. Yeah, that would be something different.
Little Mermaid, maybe? Anything, use it. It's like right now, it's like I think it's just a big beautiful dud. Can we do we disagree?
No, it was the least of my shows. Although Judith loves it, so you know, we kind of like it for her. But you know, yeah. And it wasn't bad. It was just
no.
Compared
again,
to the other three shows, it definitely was not up to the expectation of those. So.
Again, all the effort put in to build that whole
yeah.
theater and everything, and the floats, because those floats were pretty elaborate too. They weren't like just no big deal. They were a lot of work to put in them. And then it started off with all these. When it started, it was the best because it had all the cast members on. It was actually a show. And then
yeah.
next thing you know, it's down to a couple lighted floats with animals on them.
Yeah, and the water screens. And that's
yeah.
what I'm hoping that with the show at Epcot is, what's going to happen on a good windy day? Are we still going to have the show, or are we just skipping the show altogether because the wind blows the water screens too much and you can't tell what's on them? So.
Oh, dude, I hear you. I just, hey, just bring that back. Tapestry of Nations and leave my Illuminations alone and I'll be it's like my wife is perfect, John. I don't want to change her. You know what I'm saying? The Illuminations was perfect. Why you want to change a good thing? Sometimes
yeah.
you get perfection. You know, listen, Michael, I do not like the way you play basketball. We're going to have to change you out. Now, if Michael Jordan could have stayed perfect for 50 years, you think they'd ever change him?
Doug, how about the prime example, Coke? Why
yeah.
would you want to bother with the recipe? Why? At least they were. At least Coke was clever enough to go, okay, that didn't work. Well, let's go
yeah.
back to the original formula.
And Pepsi did the
but
same.
That's a prime example. I mean,
yeah. And Pepsi did
Coke
the same.
Coke was so freaking popular. Why would you bother? I mean,
yep.
stupid.
And Pepsi did the same stupid thing. After seeing what they did the same dunk and screw their stuff up. It's like, how stupid can you be?
Pepsi's done some incredibly stupid stuff, too. Remember Clear Pepsi?
Yes.
Who wants that?
Yeah, okay. Give me a Sprite, please.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, holy.
Is that a Sprite or a Clear Pepsi? I don't know.
I don't know. Anywho, what's Disney World spruces up? Continue. We got that. Let's go over to the news, John. What do we have over here? They usually have more food things over here, John.
Yeah, and a lot from around the world and the other.
Dude, I'm in
parks.
For this. I might be buying this. Did you see my Rose and Crown, Matt?
I'm looking at it right now.
I might have to get that, dude. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, where would you put it at?
Doesn't matter. I just have it. I'll put it on my top of my I got my little refrigerator, my glass refrigerator in here in my office. I'll put it up there and set my drinks on it when I open them. How's that sound?
There you go. If you like to drink around the world at home, the United Kingdom at Epcot wants to help you serve in style. Perfect for those festival-sized beer flights or actual full-size beer flights. Ooh, that sounds better. You can now own a Rose and Crown drink mat. Rose and Crown room reopened last month after a regular refurbishment and is available for drinks and dining.
And the mat's
the mat is $32.99. It features the Rose and Crown logo and the slogan where jolly good times happen on a forest green background. The face of the mat is plain, but should the back of the mat is plain, but should provide traction to stay in place on your table. Mat retails for $32.99 and can be found at the Queen's Table Shop just across from the Rose and Crown at Epcot. That's good to know, too, because that would mean that store is back reopened. The last time I was at Epcot, that store was still closed. So,
yeah, and the mugs look really awesome, too.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah. The reason I was saying I might buy that, too, is because it's actually something I could put in my luggage and not screw up my packing. I could probably roll it up.
And it's not going to break.
Yeah. Where I would like to have a couple of those glasses, but putting them in my carry-on ain't going to work, John.
Yeah. So the mat would definitely do it for you.
That might be where if I do decide to buy a few of them glasses, I might have to hand my buddy a couple of dollars and tell him to send them home to me.
I think we can handle that.
Yeah, it might be something I might have to do if I decide I want something like that, Johnny. I'll pay you for your efforts. You know I will. What else we have here?
Let's see. Do.
What is Fellinius Float Savory Pork Ramen Bowl and Pulled Pork Grilled? Is that at Disney or is that at Universal?
I don't know. I'm trying to find it.
I got it here.
Pork.
It's Universal.
Yep.
Tasty Universal.
That's good, though.
Living with the land, additional scaffolding erected inside the living with the land. What they are doing there, John?
Inside, huh? Oh man. Oh, that's in the back. Yeah, that's in the back in the greenhouse. Earlier this month, we told you about the scaffolding being erected inside the greenhouses and living with the land. Today we noticed more scaffolding has been added to the attraction as the work progresses. As guests cruise through these greenhouses, views of metal scaffolding are now inescapable. Yeah, that's all over the place back there. I wonder what they're doing.
Yeah. The only thing I could think of by looking at it, and I could be wrong, they might be putting some kind of sealer or something on the roof.
Yeah, it
treating
could
the
just be
roof of the
something,
building.
right? Guests who have visited Epcot recently will know that the park is currently no stranger to construction projects. Based on the placement of this scaffolding, we anticipate this project includes maintenance on the roof of the Living in the Land
Hey, I
greenhouse.
nailed that, didn't I, John?
Yeah.
And I
Yeah,
didn't even read that, I promise you. I was looking at the
the
scaffolding.
presence of the scaffolding dims the light on top of the World Showcase plants. So, yeah, it's all over the place. Unfortunately, all the metal piping and platforms are a distraction from the beautiful horticulture. Hopefully, this project progresses quickly and nears completion soon. I would think so. If they're just spraying something on the roof, I can't see it taking more than a couple of weeks, can you?
It all depends if they're union or non-union, John. I'm just kidding. I'll tell you what, union workers now, dude, you get beaten to death. That you get no time. I mean, our unions have no power. They work you like to death right now. Breaks are a thing of the past, John.
Breaks. What do you need a break for?
Yeah.
Unless you smoke. Now, if
yeah.
you smoke, you got to have your 15-minute smoke break every 2 hours. So, which always amazes me because I don't get a break every 2 hours to go do anything. It's certainly not walk. You got to walk a quarter mile to get to the smoking area. Then you smoke 2 cigarettes, and you got to walk a quarter mile back. So you get a 20-minute break for nothing. So.
Oh, don't you love it, dude? The way they get treated, like for doing something wrong.
For endangering your health, here you can get extra work.
This is the people at my wife's work constantly go out and smoke. I tell her,
yep.
go out and just walk around for 15 minutes. Hold them. You've been there 30
yes,
years.
Exactly.
Just go stand around for. So I get punished because I'm. And plus, the reason my health insurance is so high is because you're out there smoking 3 times a day.
And your wife works in a medical building in a dentist's office, right?
A lab.
Yeah. Okay. But. It always amazes me when I go to any medical place and I see orderlies, doctors, and nurses out back smoking. I'm like,
dude,
really? Don't you know?
And I know it's for their nerves. Like at the hospital over here, at the one we're working at, Jefferson, used to be called Kennedy. They have a courtyard in between, and it was out like where the off the cafeteria. And all the doctors out there, you'd see like 20 doctors out there smoking outside at the cafeteria. I'm like, what are you doing? It kind of throws you off. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it, dude.
You know the guys working on my bathroom this week. I understand they go out for a smoke break. They don't work in the medical profession. They don't see people's lungs that are black from the tar. But these guys do. So,
yeah. Plus, they're charging by the job, not the hour. They're losing money out there smoking.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
No, I
All
don't
right,
get
I like.
It. And to go one deeper with the smoking, what cracks me up is with this whole corona thing going on, it shows you what a crock that our entire government is, the entire and all, not either side, up, down, or the other. If they really cared about us, what's the thing that cracks me up? During this pandemic, they're closing gyms, and they tell you that being healthy is one of the things that fight off the virus. Am I wrong, John?
Yep.
So they'll close gyms down, but they did not ban cigarettes, John. The one thing that is worse for this virus is if your lungs are compromised. Am I wrong, John?
Yeah, so probably don't smoke.
Yeah, so if they really, really cared about us, all the banning and shutting down and doing this and that, they're still allowing everybody to vape and smoke.
Yep.
Does it make any sense to you?
Not a bit.
Can we say hypocrite, John? I know that you can.
No, that's the lobbyists from, I guess you might as well say North Carolina, Virginia. those states have so much power when it comes to tobacco and allowing this. I don't know. I guess if they outlawed cigarettes, it would be a ridiculous amount of black market people selling cigarettes. So, I mean, there's so many people that are addicted to it. It's incredible. So.
But it's for your own good. Like, people are addicted to drinking, too, and stuff like that. They ban you for drinking and driving, don't they? Smoking in public's killing people. I bet you more people die per year by smoking than anything else, or close to it. Am I wrong?
I would think so, and based on the other health issues that you get along with it, maybe it doesn't even kill you yet, but you're still gonna, you know, you still got chances to get emphysema and lung cancer and everything else.
Plus, so, giving it to
not
somebody
to mention,
else.
Not to mention it's disgusting and dirty.
Yeah. Plus, if I'm sitting next to you, I don't want to smell it.
Yes, yes. And this anti-smoking rant is brought to you by Johnny Orlando and Captain Handsome.
There you go, Johnny. Johnny Orlando and Captain Handsome, what is it, the nice quote of the week or whatever, we're doing our little infomercial for you.
Yeah, there you go.
What's next, Johnny?
All right, I like this cookie jar. Do you see this? The Up cookie jar lands at Walt Disney World. After finding the Up cookie jar at Disneyland last month, a colorful replica of Carl Fredrickson towel says landed at Walt Disney World for $54.99, which isn't that bad for a cookie jar. Cookie jars are expensive. So, the entire second story of the ceramic cookie jar is lit. The balloons can be used as a handle. The jar contains a silicone gasket for secure fit. And it's basically the house. And it's very, very cute, especially if you're an Up fan. So you get that in a bottle of that grape soda and put it next to it, man, you'd be set.
Living large. I got my little keychain, the grape soda keychain. I'll put a key on it and hang it next to the house, and it's the house key.
There you go.
And so, yeah. That's another thing. I mean, it reminds me, my mom, who's no longer with us, and I love you and miss you, I have a cookie jar that sits out on the top of one of our pantries. It's an old birdhouse, and it's just like this, but it's a birdhouse with the bird up on the roof. It's all painted. It's ceramic, just like this, John. It's probably about the same size, and this reminds me of that. It's like the same kind of design, if you follow me. So,
yep.
That would look good in this room, John. Cookie monster in the room. Love my cookies,
very,
John.
Very nice.
Love my cookies. What do we have next, John?
Female Captain Rex droid to pilot transport between Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel. Revealed in the upcoming Art of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge coffee table book, there will be a female version of the classic Captain Rex droid piloting the transport between Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel. Her name, and it's funny, I didn't know we ever gave gender identification to droids. I guess so. I don't know, R2-D2 and C-3PO, do you see them as male?
Yeah, I do. Is that,
I guess so.
Is that,
yeah,
male chauvinist pig in me?
I don't know,
but they've always been. Definitely, 100%, you know, C-3PO.
Yeah.
Even though he has some female tendencies, but I'm just kidding. Am I wrong with C-3PO?
He's a bit effeminate at times, yes.
No, he gets his feelings hurt, like, quite a bit at from the people who pick on him. Am I wrong?
Yeah, that, but I know some dudes who are sensitive as that. So.
Listen, leave Captain Handsome alone.
Yeah. Her name is Rex Droid VO3A, and she will drive the shuttle transporting guests back and forth from Batuu to the Galactic Star Cruiser. She's not actually of the Halicon. She is of the transport that is operated at a Black Spire outpost. The Star Wars Galaxy Star Cruiser will have themed experimental transport shuttles to take... Ooh, can I drive one of those?
You never know, John.
Directly to and from the hotel in Batuu, which we now will be piloted by Rex Droid VO3A. Right now, the possible drop-off location is being used for the Millennium Falcon Smugglers Run queue. We've recently shared additional aerial images of the future shuttle stops, which can be seen here. The intergalactic transport for Star Wars Galaxy Edge are actually heavily modified buses. Uh-oh. The jetway keeps Star Wars hotel guests from seeing that they aren't actually in space. The shuttle buses will be fully immersive, heavily themed. The shuttles will lead guests to believe they are in a space capsule on their way to a day of vacation fun on Batuu. Guests will enter.
So that means you're probably not even going to see much of the bus driver. There's probably going to be a scrim across the day.
Yep.
Because they can't black out the bus driver's driving scene.
No, they're going to. Yeah, they're going to black that out, and then it's going to be like that. This droid is driving you there instead of me, maybe.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that'll be awesome, though.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. And I was wondering how they were going to do that, because, you know, you're supposed to be immersed in the Star Wars world, so obviously you're going to have to do something to get people. And it's definitely going to be a private gate and stuff for these people. But if you're spending that much money, I guess you deserve your own private gate, right? So,
$2 billion a night. Yeah, probably.
Guests will enter from a jetway, which will put them inside the sealed-off center section of the bus. They won't see a driver. Oh. Nor the outside world of Central Florida. Screens will show imagery of space in lieu of windows, at least until they disembark at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. There will be a limited number of seats inside the shuttle, all facing inwards. It's unclear if there will be an animatronic version of the droid on the shuttle, or she'll just appear on a screen. Guests aboard the shuttle will remain fully in story as they transport ships are designed specifically for this new immersive experience, as seen in the above concept art. That sounds really cool. I didn't know they were gonna. That makes perfect sense, though, and it's basically, kind of the same idea as taking the Hogwarts Express between Diagon Alley and Hogwarts or Hogsmeade at Universal, where they put you on a train and you actually don't see anything outside the train. You just see these screens showing you the scenes of Harry Potter's world. So it's basically the same type of experience. So it should be really cool.
That sounds awesome. And did you see how there's new versions of the lightsabers, not the ones that are being sold at Galaxy's Edge that are going to be for the Star Wars, the Jedi training?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, there's videos on there. There's that guy. I watch his show on YouTube all the time. And I can't think of the name of it right now. What the heck is it called? DKNY Newscast or whatever it's called. He does a really good job. He's been around for like 4 years. He just had his fourth anniversary. But he showed all the blueprints and everything. Like, they have, for inside the Jedi training area, they have all this readout inside the lightsaber. And you're going to be, supposedly, you know how Luke, they have him training with the ball?
Yeah.
You're going to be doing that inside the Jedi training.
Very cool.
It's all going to be synchronized and stuff, like Bluetooth.
Little electrical shocks.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Real electrical shocks. You're going to see guys fried as you're... But and then they're probably, what he's saying is they're probably going to sell those lightsabers, but without the readers inside of them, because there's no need for it, because it only is red inside the Star Wars hotel, unless they're going to let you purchase them and hope you come back to get to use them again, is my thought. He don't think they will, but I think they kind of might, trying to draw you to come back and stay there again, to use your lightsaber again.
If I was in the position I am now, but JJ was about five. I could see us trying to stay there like when he was like six, and then maybe eight, and then maybe even again at 10 or 11, something like that. You know, maybe every couple of years you'd be able to stay out there. Yeah, but man, this is expensive. So this is definitely once in a lifetime type trip for some people. I mean, there's plenty of people that have plenty of money.
Bob Chapek just bought a $12.5 million house.
I don't think he has to worry about paying this day out there. So.
No, but cast members still can't get back to work. Anyway, neither here nor there, Johnny. What else we have? They're redoing Fantasyland roofs. They look really pretty. They're starting to match the castle now. They have like that purple hue to them.
Yep.
The Moana rooms, more images of the new Moana room surface from Disney. That looks pretty. They look nice at the Poly. They do look good. You see them?
No, I haven't seen the rooms yet. So
if you pull it down, John, you'll see it. There's pictures of the rooms there.
I'm trying.
It's okay.
It's loading slow.
I know how this site works. But they do really look good. What else we have here, Johnny? The Kiki Tiki Splash Play Area reopens at the Poly, so your little water area is open, which is pretty cool over there. They updated that a little bit. Looks nice. Refurbished it, like cleaned it up. Reopening of Dumbo the Flying Elephant at the Magic Kingdom, I guess. That was sad. That was closed so long. And it cracked me up that AJ on the Disney food blog, she's talking about things that you don't have to do if you don't want to for a Disney vacation. And if you don't want to wait in the line for Dumbo, you could ride the flying... the one, what the hell, the Terrastop Spin or whatever, the flying...
The Terrastop Spin or the Magic Carpets of Aladdin, they're all the same ride.
They are, but it's not. It's not Dumbo.
No, it's not themed the way that, but, yeah.
Now, I get what she's trying to say, but, no, Terrastop Spin is nowhere, or the car... Dude, you can get on them almost any time you want. Dumbo's... don't even compare anything with Dumbo. Don't compare those stupid dinosaurs with Dumbo.
Yeah, that's like saying we couldn't ride Space Mountain. So, you can go ride Goofy's Barnstormer. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, technically, it's still a roller coaster, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah, or go ride a log flume at Great Adventure and say it's as good as what Splash Mountain
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly. So,
it's like,
no, right. I mean, yes, those are all spinner rides, and spinner rides are they're available at every fair and carnival across the country is basic your spinner ride, but
yes.
It's special because it's themed as Dumbo. That's what makes it special. So.
Yeah, I mean, I can take the grandkids over to Walmart parking lot for the carnival this year and put them on that if I wanted to.
And put them on a spinner.
Yeah.
You sure can. So.
No, it's just stupid.
All right, so here's something that I'm rather happy about. Disney Conservation helping in coral restoration on the Florida coast. Disney Conservation and other organizations... Oh, I like that. It's SeaWorld. I've joined forces to create a coral breeding program to help with the stony coral tissue loss disease, which is currently affecting coral reefs on the Florida coast. The groups have established the Florida Coral Rescue Center in Orlando, Florida, to help care and safeguard these vulnerable coral reef species. While most may not know, Disney conservation efforts are continually working not only inside the park but around the world to ensure we will continually living in this wonderful blue world. Stony coral tissue loss disease affects the living tissue of the coral, continuously eroding away coral and killing off colonies within weeks. These conservation efforts provide rehabilitation and rebirth of dying species. With the Florida coastline as home to Disney Cruise Line and part of our backyard, we want to do what we can to keep coral reefs vibrant and healthy. Florida Coral Rescue Center provides a safe, stable environment for the 745 coral specimens and their offspring currently in their care. The center's goal is to one day return these rescued corals back to the ocean so they can help restore underwater ecosystems, which are essential to hundreds of miles of marine life who rely on them for their well-being. So.
That's awesome.
But I like the way this was written. They didn't other organizations. Yes, it's SeaWorld. It's a big news article down here. But we can't say anything good about SeaWorld. It's other organizations. Okay.
Yeah. It's like the Republicans saying something good about the Democrats or the Democrats saying something good about the Republicans.
It's funny. I read the news article released by Disney, and it said SeaWorld.
That's crazy.
This fanboy website, they won't say the word SeaWorld. So. That's great.
Did you see that on our Jungle Cruise they took out the safari pole?
The one with the guys going up it?
Yeah. They took it out.
Stuck in the butt by the rhino?
Yeah, they took that out.
I thought they were just going to redo it. I thought they were going to put something else, put another version of it in or something.
Work has begun updating the Jungle Cruise at the Magic Kingdom to remove the offensive content and update the ride story. Today, the ride's iconic rhino pole was gone. And they have the new characters down here below, which there's a gray-haired man with a flotation device around his waist and a gray beard. And then you have a black gentleman right above him with a gray beard. And then you have a lady. I can't make out what nationality. She looks like she might be Indian. And then you got two other, a man and a lady up at the tippy top. And do you remember what the other pole was, John, that was that bad? John,
No, I don't.
What was so politically incorrect or offensive?
Offensive about it? I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to update that one. So.
I'm just trying to look it up to see what was. I forget what was on the poll is what my problem is, John. I just remember Rhino was poking somebody.
It was poking somebody and his pants were down and his bloomers were out. So maybe the bloomers were offensive.
Oh, okay. That what it was is I remember that with the pants, but I couldn't remember like who it was that would be offended if you follow me.
I think they were supposed to be a hunting expedition. So I think it was just all a bunch of safari clad white dudes, I think is what it was. I could be totally wrong. So
now I'm trying to look it up right now so I can speak on it.
Well, did you see that they got rid of your weenie door in Morocco?
What did they get rid of?
The weenie door. Oh, it wasn't a door. The weenie wall, I guess you would say.
Yeah, well, I'm okay with that, John.
It just amazes me the things that people get offended about. Or something. And that one you can blame securely right on Facebook or Twitter because everybody had to get a picture by the wiener wall, so...
No, it's crazy, John. I just I'm nervous about it. I'm going to try to get some. Me and Brenda will probably try to eat again at Spice Road Tables while we're there. Grab
Yeah.
something. We might even try to get you guys over there just to hang out and have a couple drinks there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
That.
we looked through the menu there, and there was like I would eat everything on there, and there was like one thing that Lisa would try. So we were debating, but then again, it what's going to be during the Flower and Garden Festival, so I don't know if I want to sit down and I mean, I guess we could get a drink in like one plate or something like
Well,
that, you know.
my point is, well, we'll see what happens. But I know me and Brenda just like hanging out there because it's a beautiful spot to sit and have a couple drinks.
Yeah.
Had a couple plates and jibber jab, if you follow me. Yeah, for some reason I can't bring up the original poll here, John.
Yeah, no
Hold
problem.
on, let me see. What happens is the one site I do have just keeps having advertising, but that's probably what it was, the gentleman's pants being down, and now they
I
have a life
guess.
preserver around them.
So suggestive fan favorite Morocco Pavilion photo op replaced with tiny doors. The walls have come down at the Morocco Pavilion, showcasing some new architectural elements that have been worked on over the past few weeks. The construction walls that have came down today showcase a new look at the pavilion, a small doorway replacing the former chimney. That's what it was. Popular photo spot is now a door. Yes, it did look like a weenie. Yeah, pretty much did. So, but whoop-de-doo. I guess I don't know if you go there and you can't chuckle at that, then don't go to Disney. I don't know if that's really your primary concern in life of your Disney trip. I can't believe they would allow. Really?
Dude, we are the most sensitive country in the entire world right now. I mean, you got to worry about everything you say, do, or even think right now.
Yeah, somebody's gonna get bent out of shape over something. So.
Yeah. I don't understand why the hand washing stations have been removed at Walt Disney World. Do you get that, John?
No, not at all. I mean, out of everything that has came out of COVID, Doug, the one thing that I would say is that I'm happy to. Hopefully, people keep using hand sanitizer and learn to keep their hands to themselves a little more and stuff like that because wash your hands more often, you know? Because I just know myself from wearing this mask and using hand sanitizer all the time and washing my hands. I haven't even got a cold in the last year.
No, that's
So, you
awesome.
know.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, but where the spaces were between all the trash cans at the Magic Kingdom where the hand washing station was, they've all been removed. So, a bunch of other props
Well,
have
they were
been.
ugly. I mean, I understand the purpose, but they are ugly. So, I guess that maybe that's why.
No. I see that Disney's also starting to give out the COVID shots too, John, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, you can get an appointment a lot of days at cast services where you can get the shot and but I've already got my first shot a couple weeks ago and I'm supposed to get my next one next Sunday. So I'm
Yeah.
all set. So.
Yeah, you and Brenda had the same schedule. She gets hers next Saturday, so same.
Okay.
So the good thing is Lisa has hers too, right?
Yeah, Lisa's getting her second one this week and she's already my wife is the perpetual naysayer. Everything has got a negative connotation to it a lot of times, so she knows she's going to get ill and be feel terrible for 3 days and have a fever and the whole bit. I'm like, why don't you wait until you
Well,
actually
she's
get
already
it?
setting the mindset for it. She's going to make
Yes,
herself be sick.
that's the point. And I'm like, now you're just going to go home and know you feel bad, even if you don't. So,
No,
but
I got a splitting headache the next day is all I had. I was not, and it wasn't even
okay.
splitting because when I was a kid, I told you guys I used to get epileptic headaches. They were like migraines, like so severe that I would pass out. So it was a headache. It wasn't like anything like a migraine or anything, but it was just like you ever get that headache, like an allergy headache, where it's like just there all day long. That's what I got. My brother now, Tomator, he got the Moderna, the second shot yesterday or the day before, and he hasn't felt good the last 2 days. He said he feels like he has a mild case of the flu. But now three other friends of mine got the same shot, and they all one lady's 87 years old, and she's going to Dunkin' Donuts the next day to get her coffee, if you follow me, driving, and she felt great, and so did the other the two kids of hers. They're in their 60 or 50s and 60s, and they both felt great. So,
It's just your body chemistry,
yep.
whatever you're gonna do to it. But I certainly ain't gonna worry about it until I
No.
get it. But
No.
Lisa is the type that does. She plans on packing for the trip before she gets her shot, so she won't have to worry about it when she feels bad. Okay,
Yeah.
all right.
Well, it's crazy. Like me and Brenda's trying to make her where she, her arm's probably going to be sore. When I got my second one, I asked the girl, I said, because I got the Pfizer, which is supposed to be cold. I asked her, did you heat mine up for some reason? Because it felt hot going in, John, when I
Yeah.
got the second one. It was weird. Like, I don't know if it was the needle that burnt or something. You follow me? But that was it. My arm didn't really hurt. It hurt a little bit then, and then it went away. And then the next day, it was just a little sore. But I went to work, and I have a 25-pound hawk I hang a hold with that left arm all day long in one position. So I kind of felt okay.
Okay, good.
So
Good.
I think you'll be okay. The main thing is everybody get your shot. We need to get
Yes.
by this crap.
Yes, please. Let's do. And if everybody getting a shot helps get it done with, please, let's get it over with.
Yep. And Disney Cruise Line cancels Disney Magic sailing through October now, John. They might as well just push it back to 2022 and call it a day at this point.
I would just start planning for the spring of 2022. How about that?
At this point, they should just, if they're going to book cruises, they ought to say 2 weeks prior, we will give you the shot. I mean, I don't think you, again, like, make sure you keep your card, John, because I got worried. I thought I lost mine. I was ripping the house apart looking for my the stamp card for my two shots,
Yeah.
because I think eventually you're going to need to prove you had that.
Yeah, well, and I think at Disney there's still a lot of debate and speculation. We may actually get some paid time for getting the shots. So in that case I will definitely want it. So I get 4 hours for just getting a shot. I will be more than happy to show it to them. So yeah,
Absolutely.
I've got it in my car, and then I'll put it into my wallet once I get the second one done. So
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture of mine too and keep it in my phone
there you go. There you go.
just for backup. But the point is, I honestly believe, and I know it's crazy because there's political people out there and certain people out there that don't want the shot. They don't believe in the shot, which I think, in my opinion, is nuts. But that's your beliefs, and you do what you want. But I think everybody should get it. But I know it won't be politically correct, but I think something like a Disney cruise ship, they should have the right to say, listen, you're not allowed on this cruise unless you all have the shots.
Yeah, and I think for a long time there was a lot of debate on whether Disney was actually going to do it at some point, require that everybody shows their. But our governor came down probably 3 weeks ago, and he made it illegal for a private company to require that you have the shot passport to attend stuff. And I don't see how. I mean, if Disney wants to say that rule, what's to stop them from saying that rule? I mean, it's private property.
Yeah.
So
The bottom line, it ends up opening up the same thing because you got parents out there and you choose what you want to choose that don't believe in the polio shots or measles. Like, there's parents out there not getting the measles shot for all of a sudden again and stuff like that. So it opens up that can of worms. I believe you should, but I don't think you can. You understand what I'm saying, John? That's the problem with it because that's what America was built on, your right to believe what you want to believe. But at this point, I think everybody should get the shot. I mean, it's scary, but everybody got when the smallpox were out and chicken and all that, they got them shots, didn't they, John?
Yes. Yeah, my sister-in-law, the one in Tennessee with three kids now, she is firmly a anti-vaxxer. She doesn't get her shots. Her kids can't even go to public school because and she doesn't even have a moralistic or religious reason. And, if you're a certain religious bent or something like that, then you obviously you're entitled to your religious beliefs, and your beliefs tell you that
Yes.
you don't get shots, you don't. But her reasons aren't even that. She is pretty much convinced that it's all a government conspiracy and they're trying to kill kids. So she's just a whack job. That's what she
Or they're
is.
putting in a lot of people. You have the other conspiracy theory that they're putting a chip in you. And
So.
these are the same idiots though that won't leave or go anywhere without their cell phone in their hand. So you're
That's
being
what I was going to
traced.
say.
Yeah.
And how are they reading about that conspiracy on their cell phone that's in
Yeah.
their pocket that they carry with them all the time? If
Yeah.
anybody wants to track you, idiot, they're going to do it off your cell phone. So.
Exactly. And you better own a car that's more than like 10 years old because any new car nowadays
Exactly.
track you too.
Yep.
It's
So.
like, hello, McFly, are you in there? I don't
Yeah,
know.
whatever.
France Pavilion pavement progress? What's going on with that, John?
I don't know, because I don't even know where you're at. I'm
I
looking.
got it. Greetings, royal travelers from...
I don't know, I just keep seeing that piece of cake from the...
Where's that from? Where's the piece of cake from, John?
You're breaking up.
I said, where's the piece of cake from?
Oh, from Gideon's. Yeah, let's take a look at it. Get your Java fix with the new hazelnut mocha cake from Gideon's Bakehouse. Today we got a chance to try a new cake flavor at Gideon's Bakehouse in Disney Springs. It's $9, which I guess isn't too bad for such a exorbitant piece of cake. So, as with all double frosted cake slices, this is a decadent, rich overload of a dessert. The slice is made up of layers of chocolate cake, hazelnut, mocha frosting, and coffee frosting, then covered in pieces of chopped hazelnuts. Coffee frosting is superb, adds just the right amount of zing to the otherwise mellow chocolate cake. Cake itself is incredibly moist and delicious with a wonderful hazelnut flavor. The mocha hazelnut frosting is both rich and chocolatey in perfect balance.
It does look good. I know that it looks big enough that me, you, Brendan, and Lisa could share it.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, we could share this with a couple of people that like coffee. It would be worth getting to. I think 3 bites would be about the right amount, you know. Other than that, it's going to be too rich. And nobody went, well, I don't want to make a lunch out of a piece of cake, so.
No, not me either. Dude, I'm like I said, we've said it a million times. Me and you're more of the savory kind of guys. So, I'm more into savory than I am sweet. So, do you want to... last but not least here, John, I want to get into Disney Launchpad, the short film collection that's coming to Disney Plus, which looks pretty good. And there's a bunch of other things coming. Among the new titles is Launchpad, a series of live-action short films made by filmmakers from unprecedented backgrounds. The first 6 shorts premiering in May are based on Theme Discover. All the new old titles coming to Disney Plus in May below. On May 4th, Star Wars The Bad Batch. I know you're into that, right?
Yeah, that's the animated series that's going to be part of the Clone War universe. So, yeah, and it was actually really good, and it's stuff that I know they had no problem working at because a lot of it was just done at the individual artists' homes and stuff like that, the animators' homes. So it's a good show. The couple of episodes with them on there were really good, so I'm looking forward to the show. So.
Yeah, I have a bunch of things coming on here. Star Wars The Bad Batch, The Mighty Ducks Game Changers, 7 episodes, Friday, May 7th at premieres. The Wonder Over Yonder, Seasons 1 and 2. I have no clue what that is.
Nope, hadn't heard anything about that.
Big Shot is 4 episodes. I think that's with John Stamos, which I'll check out Uncle Jesse. Everyone's Hero, Flicka 2. I seen Flicka 1. It wasn't bad.
I don't think I ever saw that.
It was about if I remember right, it was about a dolphin, which they saved.
Okay.
Kind of like we're talking about, like with SeaWorld and all, this dolphin was injured and they helped save it, blah, blah, blah. I think that's what it was, John. I could be wrong, but I'm going to go with that. Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken. And then Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer, which I thought was a good movie. Did you like Silver Surfer?
I don't think I saw it. So, yeah, I've been looking forward to checking that one out.
Yeah, that had Jessica Alba in it, so pretty much anything with Jessica Alba in, I watch, John.
You're okay with it, right?
Yes. So, May 14th, High School Musical. John, I know you're going to watch my High School Musical, aren't you?
I think I'll probably skip on that one.
Star Wars Bad Batch, Episode 3, Mighty Ducks, Episode 8, Big Shots, 5. They have Special Agenda OSO Seasons 1 and 2, whatever that is, and then 3 Healthy Steps Season 1, X-Men The Last Stand, Life Below Zero, and Race to the Center of the Earth. Did you ever see that, John?
I don't think I did.
No, I don't remember. I didn't either. Then they got High School Musical Season 2 is coming out on May 21st, Star Wars Bad Batch 4th episode, More Mighty Ducks. I'm just trying to see. Inside Pixar, Unpacked, Episodes 1 through 5. I'm into that, John. That's May 21st.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Then they have Ice Road Rescue. And then May 28th, you got Cruella, the premiere access. Are you going to watch Cruella? Are you going to buy that, or are you going to wait for it?
Oh, I'll wait. I don't need to buy any of this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't think I will either. Again, if they did the $19.99 instead of $29.99, I'd probably be in. Because it's just usually me and Brenda, you know. I'm not inviting over 37 people to watch a premiere, and so everybody could tell you. It is so worth it. I had the whole family. If we went to the movie, I would have spent $175, and I got it for $29. Disney is amazing. Am I right? Now you think we go
Yeah,
like
sure, but I don't know. There's so much entertainment out there. I can wait a couple of months to watch something brand new, unless it was Indiana Jones. That's probably about the only thing I'd pay for. So.
Well. And I didn't even pay for my Moana, John. And I mean, not Moana. What was the one I wanted? I can't even think about it now. The fighter, the one you didn't like,
Mulan.
Mulan. Yeah. So
Mulan.
I didn't
Mulan.
even pay for that. I waited for it to come free, but I was almost going to pay for that if it would have been $19. So, but you sound like you got to go back home and get some chores done, huh, John?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff I got to get done today. My back's feeling a little better, so and I actually have some time off, so I better go get some stuff done.
All right,
So.
well, we appreciate it. I will contact you about doing our little flower and garden food what pub and grub is what I called it, right, John?
That sounds good.
So, everybody be kind to one another. Please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate it. And say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Get vaccinated and wash your dang hands.
Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Bye.
That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.